Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. This is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I'm actually doing this podcast from a campsite near Kitchener in Ontario, not too far away from my home, the only spot we could get. But so you're going to hear some sounds in the background, nature, kids playing, all that stuff. And I thought, wow, what a great chance to do a podcast. So just even chatting about, I wanted to really talk about more about the ancestors and how they work with us and call us home is how I would describe it. And I'm thinking about this simply because Kitchener area, I do have ancestor roots that go back to what they would call the pioneer settler days. You know, definitely I'm coming from the European settler background. But we actually, one line of ancestors settled in this area 200 years ago, and they even had a homestead and all of it. And it's an interesting feeling being on this land and being in this region and this area. There's a settledness that even comes within me, and a real questioning of what was their life like, and how, what were their struggles and what were their gains, all of it. And I noticed the difference between other places where I've been, where I don't have roots, or I don't have a strong connection. I haven't heard stories or stories connected to that land. And quite a different energy that ends up coming in. And it's really this piece around, you know, and why I say the ancestors are calling us home is in many ways, when I work with people with the ancestors, there's a greater force field that's around that, you know, we're born as individuals, we're born with a sense of you can chart your own destiny, but we do come from a history or a her story or just a general what we've inherited. And that can be trauma, that can be victories, that can be strengths. But we all come from somewhere and we all have roots somewhere. And this idea that in order to spiritually grow, we first need to grow and understand who we are and where we come from to take it to the next step and the next level. And I found in working through all of this, there's real truth in it. You know, my own journey, I didn't think I needed to have those connections. I grew up in a very, definitely this Western individualism, Eurocentric perspective that you just go off and do your thing. And I hit walls and felt rootless and ungrounded. And this is what made me actually make some strong decisions in my life to return me back to, you know, where I do have family in the region, and really taking a look at who am I, right? And what is it that my life is about? And what is, you know, what is my accountability? And putting this all into the same context here with the pioneer ancestors here and understanding the indigenous lands that they were on and not knowing, I have no idea how they treated the indigenous peoples, but we have enough understanding of history to know that that could have been very complex and violent, or even just treating them as the indigenous peoples as invisible, all of it. So I'll just let that loud sound go behind me. So having these understandings of, you know, looking back and going, wow, how do I look back to look forward? And, you know, what is the responsibility that I personally have to the collective and for any wrongs to be righted? And then being able to understand the wisdoms, you know, that have come from that area that have been forgotten or invisible, you know, preserving food, living simply, being able to understand survival issues. All of those things are part of the lineage. So, you know, I would love to know your own story. I mean, everybody has their story. Everybody has a place where they're from, and everybody has ancestors that they've either left or stayed connected to in some way. We're all connected. I mean, even from the work I do, we're all energetically connected, whether we realize it or not. And, but for some of us, we feel like we've strayed quite far away. And the more that I journey through life, the more I journey with clients in it, the more I really understand the calling of how the ancestors really truly call us back to areas or back to ideas or belief systems that are there to enrich our lives, deepen our compassion, help us in our life. And it keeps showing up over and over again. And we can talk about spiritual growth as being very power of your own thoughts, all of this, but it's, I want to talk about the deepening of spirituality and the deepening of relationships and connection and seeing one's life journey in whole to come to true peace or true personal power and power of love, power of interrelatedness, power of responsibility to truly make change. So, you know, I just invite you to think about that. You know, where, what do you know of your ancestral lineage? What is the imagination? What is the story? What are the gifts that they're there to give you? And what are the wisdoms? And what are the wrongs that need to be righted? And it can be very subtle. It can be very personal. It can be very big. But something to consider as you call on them to support you. And notice how things might shift in your life. And I would love to work with you. So if you do, if you're curious and you want to book an Ask Your Heart call with me, I do offer various programs that we can start unpacking those ancestral healings, shall we say. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day or evening wherever this finds you. Have a wonderful week. And thanks for joining with me at camp. Talk to you soon.